Welcome to the Dundee LM podcast. We're thrilled to have you join us today. This podcast is a space where we explore faith, community, and inspiration. Whether you're tuning in during your morning commute or relaxing at home, we hope you find encouragement and insight in our discussions. Today, we're diving into the Lord's Prayer sermon series, so let's get started.
I've been enjoying the Lord's Prayer series and been so blessed by it, having a few weeks off, having other speakers, and we're back this morning with, "And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil." Or one other version says, "Deliver us from the evil one." Have you ever been tempted? Have you ever been tempted? Even now, some are tempted to switch off there. And each week, we've been looking at the Lord's Prayer. We have been declaring the Lord's Prayer together. So would you stand with me as we declare the Lord's Prayer together? Again, not just as a formula or by writ, but this is a powerful prayer. So guys, could you put the Lord's Prayer on the screen for us? There we go. Okay, let's declare it together. "Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen." Amen. "And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil." Matthew chapter 6 and verse 31. Just alongside this verse, I want to just look at, in fact, Landry, I'm sorry, I think I may have gave you the wrong verses, I don't know. When James chapter 1 verse 13 to 15 says, "When tempted, no one should say, 'God is tempting me.' For God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he tempt anyone. But each person is tempted when they are dragged away by their own evil desires and enticed. Then after desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin. And sin, when it is full grown, gives birth to death." That's in James chapter 1, verses 13 to 15. Temptation. There is a story. Toad baked some cookies. And these cookies smell very good. "Oh, they smell so good," said Toad. And he ate one, and they tasted even better. And so Toad ran to Frog's house, and he said, "Frog, Frog, taste these cookies that I have made." And Frog ate one of the cookies. "Oh, these are the best cookies that I've ever tasted," said Frog. Frog and Toad ate many cookies, one after another. "You know, Toad," said Frog, with his mouth full, "I think we should stop eating. We'll soon be sick." "You're right," said Toad. "Let us have one last cookie, and then we will stop." Frog and Toad ate one last cookie, and there were many cookies left in the bowl. And Frog said to Toad, "Let us eat just one very last cookie. Then we will stop." And Frog and Toad ate one very last cookie. "We must stop eating," cried Toad, as he ate another. "Yes," said Frog, reaching for a cookie. "We need willpower." "What is willpower?" asked Toad. "Willpower is trying hard not to do something you really want to do," said Frog. "You mean like trying hard not to eat all these cookies?" asked Toad. "Right," said Frog. So Frog put the cookies in a box, and there he said, "Now, we will not eat any more cookies." "But we can open the box," said Toad. "That is true," said Toad. So Frog tied some string around the box. "There," he said, "now we will not eat any more cookies." "But we can cut the string and open the box," said Toad. "Well, that is true," said Frog. So Frog got a ladder and he put the box high on a top shelf. "There," said Frog, "now we will not eat any more cookies. But we can climb a ladder and take the box down from the shelf and cut the string and open the box, said Toad. That is true, said Frog. So Frog climbed the ladder, took the box down from the shelf. He cut the string and he opened the box. Frog took the box outside and he shouted in a loud voice, "Hey birds, here are cookies." And birds came from everywhere and they picked up all the cookies in their beaks and flew away. "Now we have no more cookies to eat," said Toad sadly. "Not even one." "Yes," said Frog, "but we do have lots and lots of willpower." "You may keep all your willpower," Frog said to Toad. "I'm going home to bake a cake." Temptation. Have you ever been tempted? One psychological society says we are most vulnerable to temptation when it feels like we're in the middle of something. When you're facing some tough stuff, when we are emotionally drained, that we can be susceptible to temptation. The Barna Group did a survey on the things that tempt us. And here was their list. The top one that they had was eating too much. Anyone ever ate too much? Spending too much time on media. Even now, I can see on your phones. Spending too much money. Worrying. Gossiping was the next one. Feeling jealous. Viewing pornography. Lying or cheating. Drugs and alcohol. Doing something sexually with someone. That is their list of some of the temptations that people face. And the next petition in this prayer is, "Lead us not into temptation." Part of the prayer, I believe, raises some questions for us. I don't know if you've ever wondered, why would God, a loving God, want us to pray, "Lead me not into temptation"? Would God ever lead us into temptation? Well, we're going to explore that this morning. And hopefully and prayerfully, you'll discover some truths. We need to understand what the Bible means by temptation. If you look up in the dictionary, temptation, you will see things like the desire to do something, especially something wrong or unwise. Key words that would go alongside that would be desire, urge, itch, impulse, inclination. Some of these words, a thing that attracts or tempts someone. Temptation, when you look in the Bible in the New Testament, the Greek word is peirasmos, P-E-I-R-A-S-M-O-S, peirasmos, which means a test or a trial. It's in the sense of adversity. It's a test or a trial, not necessarily just temptation there. And yes, James chapter 1, verses 2 to 4 says, Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds. Whoever feels joy when they face trials of many kinds? I'm sure many of us, all of us, would want just to be out of it. Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. God wants us to be built up in our trust and in our faith, to be mature believers in Christ, who won't be like tossed back and forth with the wind with every circumstance that comes. We're trusting God. No, we're not trusting God. We're worrying. No, we're not worrying. And we just get tossed back and forth. And this prayer, this the Lord's Prayer, just contains every aspect that we need for God's provision for our lives. And that is facing difficult situations and temptations and trials. Even trials can lead into temptation if we don't watch, an involvement or an enticement to sin. When you are facing a difficult or painful situation, then you can be tempted to take the easy way out. Let's just do it this way. We're quicker than God. God's taking his time answering, so let's just do it. That test of patience for last night, we had many people, young people who are looking and maybe planning to look for a boyfriend, girlfriend. There, one of the big ones is, when will God send me the right person? And so it's that test of patience, waiting for the right person to come, the one that God will bring into your life. And sometimes we lose that patience and we just say, well, let's just go out and just look for someone. Let's go to the pubs and clubs. Let's just find someone nice. Someone that'll do. I don't know if that's the way you think. Someone coming against you. Someone speaking against you, you may be tempted to get bitter or let everyone on social media know exactly what that person is like. Do you know that for me, many years ago, as someone in the church had me pinned up against the wall telling me what they thought about me? Do you know what I mean? A leader in the church, in front of everyone there, and I went on a mission of telling everyone what that person did. Do you know, was that right? It was not right. It was not right. But I wanted everyone to know that that wasn't a good person. I reacted when I should have responded in the way that God would want me to respond. You doing all right? You're awful quiet. Tests. Joseph, God's plan that he would be in Egypt, that he would save the people as a famine came. He was tempted and tested Potiphar's wife, being in jail. And Joseph passed the test when being tempted with Potiphar's wife. Every day, it says, every day when he came in, she would be asking him to come to bed. The daily grinding down, but yet Joseph probably came to a part where he just had to run. He ran there. David saw Bathsheba. Did he pass the test? Well, he did not. He committed adultery. He got her husband killed on the battlefield, and he paid the consequences of his sin. Do you know there is consequences to when we give into things in our life, temptations. King Saul, the test that God brought in his exposed some character flaws. He was jealous of David, tried to kill him. Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. The Spirit led him in, and Jesus passed the test. So, you know, God does not directly tempt people to sin, but I believe he allows us to be tested to help us grow, to help us mature, to help us be stronger. You know, just think, when the next time you say, I'm going to do this, God, I'm going to love you more. God, I am going to commit myself just to praying more. You know, there'll be things that will come that will test that. I believe God tests the words that's in us. I've told this story before. When I was in Glasgow Elam, the telephone guys came round to the church to fix the phone lines. And after about half an hour, he came, knocked on the door. Sorry, I can't fix your phone line. Why not? The pole's not been tested. I was like, Paul, you're here to test the lines, not the pole that the lines are on. He says, no, it was 10 years ago this pole was tested. I don't know if I climb that, whether it's going to crumble, fall down. I think he was just looking for an excuse. But they organized someone to come to test the pole. And probably about 2 weeks later, knocking the office door, I'm here to test the pole. I was intrigued. I wanted to know, how do you test a telephone pole? And I walked into the car park with him, And he went into his bag, he took out a hammer, and he just hammered that pole and went, yep, put a sticker on it, passed. And that was it. I was like, is that it? He's like, yeah, I've tested it. He says, I can test for flaws. If there's a flaw in it, I would hear a different sound. And I'm thinking, yeah, right. But you know, sometimes God allows us just to go through some testing to see what's in here. To see what's in here. And that is good. As James would tell us, consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds. When you're going through some stuff, trials, just think, God, I'm going to come out of this side, the other side of this, stronger and mature. Welcome trials. They are good when they come. But don't seek out, God, send me some trials. God, I just need a trial today. No, you wouldn't be in your right mind to do that. When we resist temptation, I believe we see, and it is a testimony to God's grace, because he allows us and gives us the strength to come through it. Let me just say, it's not a sin to be tempted, but it's when we succumb to the sin that it becomes a sin. However, if testing is good for us, why would God allow it to come into our lives? Why would God want us to pray? Why would Jesus say, pray that you won't be led into temptation? As I looked, there's many different scenarios or beliefs or thoughts on this. The one that I liked and would suggest there, I would encourage you to look at it yourself. A guy called Michael Eaton reckons that the prayer makes sense when we think about it this way. That we are not praying that we shall not be tempted or tested. Because we know that testing does come, that we will be tempted. This week you will be tempted. We're not praying that we shall not be tested. We know that we'll be tested. We are praying, this is his view, that we shall not be prematurely tested by being brought into something that is beyond our strength. God, let me be in a place where I can resist that temptation. Do you know, when we face temptation, does God's power suddenly come on us and we have no other way of dealing with it, but we just resist it? I believe God allows us to face these tests, but we have a choice to make. And for many, myself, I have failed the test many times, given in to temptation, but I've also passed the test many times. And the prayer is praying to God, God, don't let me prematurely come to the testing until I'm ready, I'm mature. That's a suggestion. I would throw that out. Dr. Martin Lloyd-Jones, he says in much the same way, we pray that we will not be thrown into the deep end of testing until we are ready for it. You know, one of the ways, certainly when I was younger, that they used to teach people to swim, well, parents did, would just be take them up to the deep end and throw them in. I don't know if that's happened to you, but that would create trauma for a lot of people. Can you swim? No. Come with me. 3 foot, 6 foot. In Glasgow, where we would go to a 12-foot pool, and I've seen many, probably about 7 foot, parents just tossing their child in, flapping about, ready to dive in. They would be jailed for that nowadays. Thrown in at the deep end. Thrown in. Many of us, have you ever felt you've been thrown in at the deep end? Do you know, sometimes as we, Annette and I, served in Glasgow Aelum and other places where we went to minister, sometimes I thought, God, you have thrown me in at the deep end. But this is too difficult. But as you step out in faith, you realize that something has changed in you. because you are stronger, you are more mature, you are able to deal with the situation. And you think, wow, we come through that, innit? We dealt with it. We were at the right time, mature enough to deal with the temptation. So the prayer, God, lead me not into temptation until I am ready to overcome it. And yes, God does say when we are tempted that he will provide a way out so that we can stand up under it. And testing as well. In the words of Clint Eastwood, a man's got to know his limitations. If you can tell me what film that's from, I'll buy you lunch. Stop. Who was that? Typical you. I'll buy you lunch. The enforcer. A man's got to know his limitations. You know, yes, we can do all things in Christ. We quote the verses. But yet there is things in our life where is our vulnerable part, vulnerable points, where the enemy knows what buttons to press. Yeah. You know, if there's an anger in you, if there's anger, he will know what button to press just to let that anger come out. Yes, God, I've dealt with my anger. Something will cut you off in the road. Someone will say something to you and you'll just give them full pelters. Verbal abuse. Jesus was ready to face the test. He was ready to be tempted by the devil because why didn't God lead him into the desert when he was much younger? Jesus, our high priest, understands our weaknesses, for he faced all of the same testing as we do, yet he did not sin. Come on, turn to someone beside you and say, are you doing all right? Are you tempted? Come on. Waken them up. Waken them up. Waken them up. Lead us not into temptation. Lead us not into temptation. So how do we resist temptation? How do we overcome temptation? Willpower? Willpower? Do we need willpower, Derek, to overcome temptation? Many of us are trying to use a lot of willpower. We need the help of the Holy Spirit. We need a greater knowledge and understanding of God's word to help us overcome temptation. Psalm 119, David says, I have hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. God's word, as we put it into our heart, as we meditate on it and obey it, we keep God's word in our heart. You know, when you are tempted, you can say, no temptation has seized me except what is according to man. But when I am tempted, God, you will provide a way out. God, what is this way out? And sometimes we have to run. Sometimes we have to run. Not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. Jesus was led by the Holy Spirit. It says he was full of the Holy Spirit, was led into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil 40 days. 40 days. Tempted, tested. And after the testing, it says Jesus returned to Galilee in the power of the Holy Spirit. So I believe there's a power release in us when we overcome. When you last overcame temptation, was it not, I know we're not supposed to get proud, but was it not that, wow, we overcame that? God, thank you for you helping me overcome that temptation. We also need to be wise about our own lives. We also need to be wise. You know, when people were surveyed The respondents noted temptations were more potent when they had, 81%, neglected their time with God. That's what people said. 57% when they were physically tired. Resisting temptation was also accomplished by 84% prayer. And 76% avoiding compromising situations. You know, there is no point, young people, and maybe even older, no point sitting on a couch, half naked with a bottle of wine, and praying, God, lead me out of this temptation. Unless you're a stronger person than I am. There is no point. We have to watch. We have to build in. If we are going to overcome temptation, then we have to build in good boundaries, healthy boundaries in our life. Get people around us. Be accountable to someone. You know, for myself, I have three or four people. One's my boss, who I meet with regular, and they ask me any question that they want. Stephen, have you watched anything? Have you did anything? Have you been angry at anyone? They will just ask me. And I need that in my life. Not that I am susceptible. Well, I am susceptible to temptation and sin. We all are. But we have to build in boundaries in our life if we are going to overcome temptation. But let's also welcome testing in our life, because it is for the building up of our lives. And I feel the choice that we have, I sense the choice that we have is either, and this is an old word, I think, yield. We either yield to the temptation or we yield to the Holy Spirit. And I believe if we walk and yield our lives with the Holy Spirit, I believe we will overcome testing and temptation more. Are you with me? Yeah. Avoid situations that will lead to temptation. Pray, acknowledging your weakness and your dependence on God. God tests but doesn't tempt. Victory and overcoming that requires watchfulness and prayer. Jesus said, watch and pray. Watch and pray. Are you watching over your life? Are you watching over your life? Lead me not into temptation. Don't let me get into temptation until I'm strong enough to overcome it. That's my prayer. Let's get into the Word of God. Let's fill our lives with the Word of God. And it is on, because the enemy of our soul, he's the one that brings temptation into our life. He's the one that presses those buttons. You know, there was a... Well, let me say this first. Delivering us from evil, or deliver us from the evil one, is acknowledging that evil is present. Would you agree there is evil in the world? Yeah. In this final petition of the Lord's Prayer, deliver us from evil, deliver us from the evil one. It says in 1 John chapter 3, verse 8, the one who does what is sinful, hard words, the one who does what is sinful is of the devil, because the devil has been sinning from the beginning. The reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the devil's work. Amen. Satan baits the traps. You know, a revelation that came to my life was that whole thing about the traps being baited. Many times, and I want to fix things. I want to sort things right away. And you know, there's been times in Glasgow and even in Dundee Elam Church where I have sensed that there's just been something going on. Been niggles or small arguments or fights, falling outs. Who would have thought this could happen in the church? As I would say to Annette, I'm on the phone. I'm going to phone them. We're going to sort this out. Annette would be like, pray about it. Pray and he's sorted. This could be like yeast that will spread through the church and bring this unity. I wanted to jump right in and fix it, to sort it. But Annette would say, calm. Pray about it. Do you know, as we prayed about it, the whole thing dissolved. But the lesson for me was that situation was like the bait in the trap. That's what I could see. And if I had walked into a situation and brought these people together and said, why are you falling out with them and why are you arguing with them? And they would have turned around and said, well, we are not arguing. We're not fighting. I would have created more mess. You know, so in our lives, when we see things, when we hear things, don't jump right in right away. The enemy wants to trap us. Don't give the devil a foothold. You ever met these people when they knock on your door and then they put their foot on the door, salesman? Maybe even some Christians doing door-to-door. No, just wait a minute. I've got something to say to you. No, I need to shut the door. Don't give the enemy a foothold in your life. If you do, and you don't deal with it, it will become a stronghold. And if we don't deal with that stronghold, it will become a stranglehold. Satan baits the traps. So here's a quick lesson on spiritual warfare. And then we'll be nearly done. 3 hours. There you go. And just to say, I did leave a sheet on your seat. If you can't see it, you're sitting on it. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil, to take some notes. I was going to print off all the notes I had, but I just feel you need to take some notes. But on the back, I stole this from my wife. What stands out to you from the message today? Hopefully it will not be blank. What is the Holy Spirit saying to you from this message? And what change will you make from what you heard from the message? When we hear the word of God, we have to apply it to our lives. So let me encourage you to be thinking about these things. So spiritual warfare. 3 R's. Recognize, first one, the devil's schemes. The devil is a schemer. He is a planner. He wants to stop you in your tracks from fulfilling all that God wants to do in you and through you. So recognize that the devil has schemes. Second R, refuse. Refuse to think about the thoughts that he puts into your head. Refuse to believe the lies. Refuse to watch what's not wholesome. Refuse to listen to what's not wholesome. No, I refuse to listen to that. Someone speaking about someone else. Sorry, refuse to listen to that. Refuse to watch those things on TV, on Facebook, whatever, that's not wholesome. And the final one, number 3, resist. We've got to resist. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. You know, you may have that on your fridge. You may have it wherever. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. But there is a part before that. Humble yourselves before God. Submit to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. And my final verses for you, and then we're going to pray. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16 to 24. Rejoice always. Rejoice always. Pray continually. Give thanks to God in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Do not quench the Spirit. Do not treat prophecies with contempt, but test them all. Hold on to what is good and reject every kind of evil. May God himself, the God of peace, sanctify you through and through, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. The one who calls you is faithful, and he will do it. Lead us not into temptation. So now put the healthy boundaries. Get people around you. But know also that God gives you the strength to overcome temptation. I've said enough. Come on, let's stand. I'm going to ask the band to come back. There's been a lot of words said. Lots of things. I probably haven't explained it as much as I wanted to. But I'm hoping that you have picked up just that verse, lead us not into temptation. So today, what has stood out for you? What might just have been one phrase? It might just have been the story about Toad and Frog. Maybe right there at the beginning, you say, okay, Steve, I've got everything I need. What's the Holy Spirit saying to you from these verses, from this message? What change do you need to make in your life? Maybe you need to just go and get a friend and just share with them just some of your struggles and be accountable to them. Our kids' club will be closing. So just in the next few minutes, if you want to collect your children. But let's just pause and let Holy Spirit just speak to you. Maybe you need to build in just a regular time of prayer and meditation on God's word. Maybe you just need some rest. Maybe you just need to stop a minute and rest. Maybe today has been a reminder of God's faithfulness. Maybe today is a reminder that God is all-powerful. Maybe today your challenge is to build in some healthy boundaries in your life. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, would you come? Would you take what we've heard? Would you open our ears to hear today what the Holy Spirit is saying to me, to us? Yeah, come Holy Spirit. Come Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father. Father, today as we close this service, I thank you for your word. Lord, would you help us, Lord, consider that the trials in our life is for our benefit. Some of us maybe have been fighting to get out of it, and God is saying, no, stay where you are. Stay where you are, trust in me. Because you are going to come out of this stronger. Yeah, just another moment. Yeah, come, Holy Spirit. Father, I ask today. In fact, would you all put your hand on your heart? I'm just going to pray a prayer that God would just fill you with more of His Holy Spirit. And as I'm praying, you be saying to God, God, I receive your Spirit. I receive more of you. Father, today, in this atmosphere of worship, of quietness, Father, I pray you would fill us with your Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, come, fill every part of our being. As Paul says, don't get drunk in wine, but be filled with the Holy Spirit. Be filled with the Holy Spirit. Be filled today, church. Be filled with the Holy Spirit. Be filled with the Holy Spirit. Be filled with the Holy Spirit. Receive the Holy Spirit. Be filled. Every part of our life, Father God, would you fill us up? I ask in the name of Jesus.
Thank you for listening to the Dundee Elim podcast. We hope you enjoyed today's conversation and found it uplifting. If you liked what you heard, please subscribe and share this episode with others. Remember, you can join us in person for services every Sunday from 10:30 to 12:30 and connect with our community on social media or our website. Until next time, stay blessed and keep shining your light.